Hi, glowers! Welcome back to the Vitamin Glow podcast.
I'm your girl, Haley.
And I'm your girl, Katie. And we are so excited to be back together. Mm-hmm. We've always been having like this weird schedule where we'll like meet one month thinking we'll see each other next week, but we're like, oh wait, COVID.
Yeah.
Oh wait, we got projects. Yeah. Let's push it back. Yeah. And so we did a lot of solo podcast recording, but mm-hmm. it's good to be back, Haley. Yeah. And we catched up a little bit, so I thought we should like give some updates to our listeners. Mm-hmm. Have you been?
My update. So first I started PT again and diet.
Oh yeah, I heard. Insane. Only eat salad every day.
Yeah.
I was gonna offer Haley some snacks since it's almost lunchtime here right now, and she was like, "Do you have eggs, chicken breasts?" And I was like, "Sorry, I got like." Rice,
yeah,
and all Colombia. The heavy fat, yeah. I was like, ramen things so, she can't eat because she is currently on a diet and working out.
So, we just had like,
oh, yeah, you were just holding that
soy sauce.
This is what I could offer her: multi seed soy sauce chips, rice mm-hmm. crackers. Mm-hmm. They're made with like brown rice, yeah. Like super healthy stuff,
super healthy.
It's like one of those things where you eat it and it tastes good, but your stomach feels so empty because it's so healthy.
Yeah. So that's my first update. And I started to work on a new project called like No Foundation, No Problem. So
yeah, I saw. About
encouraging people to be from foundation and build a healthy relationship with makeup.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's a big project. So it takes time, but I really love working on that project.
Yeah, you enjoy it. It's like your passion project. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you've been doing that's new this year? You cut your hair.
Yeah, I cut my hair.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a minute to wash. That's the favorite part.
Save time.
I hate like washing my hair. It sounds dirty, but... I don't like it.
Oh, no, I understand. Like, I literally have a bush hair right now. I call it bush hair because I got a perm on my really long hair.
Yeah, but...
But yeah, my hair is so long, so it takes a lot of shampoo and a lot of time.
And dry, right?
Yeah, I have to dry. But luckily, this I could dry kind of whatever because the curls actually work better when it's air dried.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't have to dry it that much. So it's least... amount of maintenance, and that's all I ask for when I like go to my stylist. I'm like, what can I get for you know, they call it 손질, which is making like designing your hair, styling your hair, you know. And I always ask the least amount of like work that I have to put on a hair, like that's the style I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then she put a perm on it, but it's been a little bit bushy and super fluffy, but
bouncy.
Yeah, I do envy your short hair and 1 minute, you know, shampoo.
Yeah, and...
You're reading books still?
Yeah, I'm reading books. I've been doing jumps practice to go digital minimalist.
Oh yeah, you were reading that book, and... Mm-hmm. Isn't it so hard when you read, like, self-help books to apply to your life?
Yeah.
Especially, like, books like Digital Minimalism when they're telling you, like, less screen time is good for you.
Yeah. But I think just knowing the idea, absorbing their information, still helps, even though you don't do anything at all. Just...
Really?
Yeah, you can give small, little things.
Yeah, I mean, knowing is important.
Yeah, knowing is important, but you can just do little things... Like, not checking your phone during, I don't know, your work.
Mm-hmm, which is, like, so easy to do.
Yeah.
It's so easy to open your phone than read an email or do work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's been great to just reduce my screen time. Try to.
Yeah.
And start to be very productive nowadays.
Really? Mm-hmm. You don't get distracted with all the free time you have to study and stuff?
So hard, I know, but...
You're getting better.
Yeah, getting used to that.
Are you still waking up at 5:30? Are you still a morning person?
Mm-hmm. I woke up like 6 today.
6?
Yeah.
It's the weekend, guys.
Yeah.
I thought you sleep in on the weekends.
Yeah, but I don't know, because if I sleep too late on the weekend, it's gonna hard to keep up.
Like, yeah.
On the weekdays, so I try to not to be too, I mean, lazy in the morning. So.
Dang. Honestly, like, props to you, because I woke up at like 9:30 today.
I mean, they're still good. I mean, sometimes I wake up at like 10 or 11.
Have you ever slept in till 10 or 11?
Yeah.
Really?
Last weekend, I think I did.
Really? But then, how do you wake up at 5 the next day?
It's my struggles. Yeah.
But so, you still do it?
Yeah, I still do it. And on Sunday, I try to sleep early, even though I wake up late, but...
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. I've honestly been trying to wake up early, but I don't wake up at 5:30. I think that's too early for me. Like, my head is not functioning. Yeah. It is off. But I have been trying to wake up at 7 mm-hmm. every day. Yeah. And if I could wake up earlier, 6:30. But I don't know if waking up earlier is making me more productive. Yes. That's what I'm questioning. Is I feel like because I have more time and I wake up earlier, I get more tired. And I want to take a nap during the day.
Yeah. I think you should... have like routine or something you want to, I don't know, study.
Yeah, I do study, but wow, when I open my textbooks and stuff, my eyes keep closing.
I mean, it doesn't have to like study things you're already doing, like maybe you learn new things or read some books.
Yeah,
like do some different things. I don't work during my like morning time. I would rather like, read books or do some journaling. So like, yeah, just trying to. Different things might be really helpful.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll switch it up. Being productive is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at different time of the day, you want to do different things. Yeah. Like in the morning, I feel more motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And then after lunch, I'm like really sleepy. Yeah. And then I'm very productive. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I do it when I worked full time.
Yeah.
How I was productive until 6. Because by 5, I'm like hungry, gonna eat dinner and zone out until bedtime, you know? Because it'll be 8 and then I'll be like, I have to sleep early tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep early for tomorrow. So, yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. That's my update. And how about you, Katie?
I quit my job and it's been, a little over a month.
Mm-hmm.
And... so far, it's been good in a sense that I have less stress because I was working on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And my full-time job was very full-time, as in I worked a lot of overtime.
Yeah,
I didn't get to do a lot of the things that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting how, like, I have more time, but I don't know if I'm being that productive.
Mm-hmm.
And I read these productive books and I get motivated, but then... when the day actually comes, I'm like, was I that productive?
Mm-hmm.
Even with the full-time job, you could still get a lot of things done. Like, while working a normal full-time job and, you know, doing studying on the side or YouTube on the side.
I think YouTube is, like, something you don't have to fully focus on. Side job, you can still succeed.
Yeah. So, I mean, even for me, just studying all day is so hard. I don't know how med students or like other people do it, but I get so sleepy and so hungry, and then I'm stressed because I'm behind on my studies. And yeah, being productive is hard. So I definitely want to start putting in more routine, but I think it's just one of those seasons. Like, if you guys are students, you might understand, but you know, you might not have the best time studying, but it's not forever.
No.
So just do your best, and if you can find a balance, like working a full-time job and having a side hobby is, I think, one of the best options out there. Yeah, I've been studying instead of working. I am doing some work, not a lot. Here and there, I'll have like voice acting, which I've been doing in the past. I'm still doing yoga, but a new addition to my yoga class, my sister has joined me. It's been very interesting. It's been nice having her there. Sometimes we like laugh at each other because we look so funny and our teacher's like, focus. you know, but we're like chuckling through the entire class because like, dude, it's like, we'll like comment and be like, your posture is so bad, like stick your legs up in the air. Yeah, but it's fun. And sometimes it's sometimes our teacher doesn't really like us. Yoga is supposed to be like quiet.
Yeah, doing like calm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mentioned previously, and I don't know which episode, but that I am planning to go back to the States. Well, that date is coming a lot closer than I had thought, because it's already 2021.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. It's
April.
Already...
I mean, not April, February.
February. Yeah, it's already February. I thought it was January, but no, the first week of February has already passed. I'm kind of excited for this year. Mm. We have a lot of changes. Both have a lot of projects going on. But we also have a very important announcement to make. I'm getting emotional. No, we are going to be taking a pause on Vitamin Glow.
Mm-hmm.
We want to say thank you to, like, every single follower and listener out there. It's been a very fun and good learning experience for us. But at this moment, at this season, we have different priorities and different projects that we need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty big. A lot of changes are going to be happening. And so, you know, like, our podcast and stuff will be available so you guys can, like, re-listen or re-watch them.
Mm-hmm.
For more updates and content, you can check us out on our own channels.
Yeah.
And
Katie also has a YouTube channel, guys.
Oh, do I? Yeah, I do, and I really want to try to make more content, because I really enjoy filming and editing. It's fun, but I don't know if it's something I want to do full-time, so I would like to keep it as a hobby, but right now I unfortunately need to really focus on my studies, and I need to prepare to go back to the States, so there's a lot of paperwork and a lot of last-minute goodbyes I have to do, so I really want to prioritize that, but, you know, maybe... I don't know. Maybe this will return. Maybe this won't. Maybe I'll start my own podcast.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Follow us on our Instagram channels. Mm-hmm. And thank you guys. And you guys can, you know, communicate with us on our own channels.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know if you were listening to our Vitamin Glow podcast.
Yeah, like when we meet each together.
Yeah.
But at some point we can record for just for fun.
Yeah, you know? If we ever hang out, like, we'll probably ever. we will hang out. We probably won't be hanging out like every single week because we have our own projects. But when we do, we can record a fun podcast or a random clip for you guys. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
But it won't be as regular, like every week, once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So be patient with us. It would be like a nice surprise if you are still subscribed to our channel.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll post on our Instagram page if you guys are still following.
Yeah. Is there anyone there?
Is anyone listening? Is anyone there?
Yeah.
But for those of you guys that have sent us like messages, you know, sharing that you've been listening, you feel really inspired, or if you guys are practicing English, or if you guys are just bored at home, like, we want to thank you. It's been a very good time, and hopefully we've inspired you guys to, you know, have your own journey of glowing and being the best version of yourself, because that's what we always strive for. And let's stay connected. Maybe we'll send you a surprise next time.
Maybe Katie might send you a surprise. I'm just... pushing her, like, to start her
own podcast.
I think, like, she has amazing talents. Every time when I listen, like, when we record, like, separately, I always listen to your first.
Oh,
to
really?
Get inspired, you know? Yeah.
Well, so thank you.
Yeah, just supporting.
Thanks. Well, we're gonna, you know, continue to support each other and support you guys. So stay connected with us, and who knows, we'll have a huge surprise later. You know, at this time we're gonna focus on our own personal projects, but, you know, maybe when we have more time, maybe if, you know, Haley and I are in the same location in the future, we can film more stuff and get more content out for you guys.
So exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting things. Definitely stay connected with us.
Don't leave us.
Don't leave us yet. We have cool projects coming your way.
Yeah, can't wait.
Well, until then, stay safe, guys, and have a great glowing rest of your week.
Stay glow.
Yeah, be glow.
Glow.
And we'll see you guys in the future.
Future. At some point.
Yeah, at some point. Bye, Gors!